Hi, I'm Harry Reeder, Senior Pastor of Briarwood Presbyterian Church. It's great to be with you on Friday. Well, my dear brothers and sisters, we are finishing up 2 Thessalonians, 3rd chapter, and now we've arrived at another benediction. Now, this is the way the Apostle Paul loves to work. In his epistles, the first half are the blessings we have in Christ, and he usually ends that section with a benediction. Remember? Bene dicte. Benediction's not so much a prayer, it is a promise. It is a good word from God's word to God's people. And so when he does that, he gives a benediction. Then he likes to move in his second section from the blessings we have in Christ to the responsibilities we have in life for Christ. Our blessings for life in Christ, and then our responsibilities to live out in our life a lifestyle that honors Christ. Well, this has been a short series of exhortations to the church at Thessalonica as he comes to a conclusion. But like all the rest of them, not only did he end the section of chapter 2 with a benediction upon the blessings we have in Christ, he now ends chapter 3 with the exhortations of how we're to live for Christ with another benediction. So let me share it with you. It's in 2 Thessalonians chapter 3 and verse 16. Now, may the Lord of peace himself give you peace at all times in every way. The Lord be with you all. I, Paul, with this greeting, with my own hand, this is the sign of genuineness in every letter of mine. It's the way I write. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. So here, Paul says, now by the way, just a little secondary thought here. You know this letter's from me. See, I write it with my own hand. Are there times that Paul dictates? Absolutely. Are there times that Paul's writings are carried along by others? Absolutely. But here he says, I'm writing this with my own hands. Another place he'll say, note the large letters, kind of indicating he probably had some problems with his eyesight so that he wrote in such large letters. But he identifies it as an eccentricity of his own writing. And now he says, this I write, not only have I written it with my own hand, it's a sign of genuineness to all of you, but note what I have written. It is consistent with what I have written in all of my letters. And that is focusing you upon the sufficiency of a sovereign Savior, the Lord himself, the Lord of peace himself, give you peace. When you come to Jesus Christ, then you come to the one who alone can give you peace. Now, there's three kinds of peace I want you to think about that come from Jesus. Number one, you have peace with God. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. So we have a legal peace with God. He has eradicated the penalty of our sins with his blood and his righteousness. Secondly, you have the peace of Christ because he is with you. He is with you. That's why it says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, make your requests known. And the peace of Christ will guard your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. But we not only have peace with Christ, we not only have the peace of Christ, we've got peace from Christ. In the world you have tribulation. Take courage. I have overcome the world. In me, you have peace. Praise the Lord. We have peace from Christ. And when we have peace from Christ through his atoning victorious work on the cross and resurrection from the grave, ascension to heaven and intercession for us, and he's coming again, we not only have peace from him, we have peace with Christ, and we have the peace of Christ. And that is our life. Now you go this Lord's Day and make sure you're with God's people in your home church, and make sure that home church is faithfully preaching the Word of God, calling God's people to the praise of God, scattering to make disciples in this nation and of all the nations, and be sure and give that praise to God on the Lord's Day that gives us an effective witness every day. Then I'll see you Monday for another slice of fresh bread.
For additional resources from Harry Reeder, download the Briarwood PCA app from your App Store.